right, so what is your name?
My name is Jason Allen Reeves.
So Reeves, who has that?
Reeves?
Uh-huh.
Yes, Mike.
Okay, sir, the Honorable David Mill will be conducting your hearing, sir.
Okay.
Can you hear me all right, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, would you state your full name and agency number for the record, please?
Jason Allen Reeves, number 294-811.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing for the Honorable David Deputy Clemency this morning in reference to your community supervision revocation. You introduced the board members that will conduct the hearing today. So, my very far right is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Dyke. To the east left is the Honorable Laura Rittenhouse. To her left is the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name is David Neal, and I'll be hearing with you today. Also with us today, we have Mr. Rusty from the Department of Corrections. They also represent the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, you are notified your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a license attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, so this time I'm before you, Mr. Rusty M. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, told the truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do. Okay, so your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase, sir, in phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your supervision have been violated. If they've been violated, in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, I'm going to do the three allegations that are on the warrant. That's the reform, and I ask you to tell me if it's true or false. Okay?
Okay.
All right, allegation number one, the violation of the conditional supervision number seven is demonstrated by the use of methamphetamine on or about July 16, 2018 for the task GCMS lab report dated July 19, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
All right, allegation number two, the violation of the conditional supervision number 13L as demonstrated by your failure to refrain from any form of contact with anyone under the age of 18 without prior authorization from your supervising officer. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
All right. So allegation number three is violation of the conditional supervision number 13G as demonstrated by your failure to refrain from accessing directly or indirectly any websites of any kind whatsoever, including but not limited to social networking websites on or about August 13, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That is true.
Okay, based on the admissions of Mr. Reeves, I'm going to find him delinquent as he violated the terms of his supervision, and that he may have lapses and not lapses in the criminal ways of company.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Jones, and agreed by Ms. Rittenhouse and Dr. Wright. All right, sir, we're going to move into phase two of the moment. But before we do, Mr. Rusty's going to give us some background information, so stay on the phone and we'll be right back with you, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Rusty.
On July 3rd, 2018, Mr. Reeves was released from Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested August 14th, 2018, by the Arizona Department of Corrections Electronic Monitoring Market. Three felony charges. He was back in DOC custody on August 14th, 2018, with a projected community supervision end date of March 3rd, 2018, 0 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, failure to register as a sex offender, 3 years. Prior convictions, 2014, failure to register as a sex offender, 2 years. 2014, theft, 1 year. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score 3-3, mental health score 3 with SMI noted, substance abuse score 1. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are moderate. Other arrest, 2005, molestation of a child, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2011, domestic violence, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G5E5. He is a level 3 sex offender, registerable, notifiable, SVP reviewable. The victim was a 7-year-old male, however, DCHC was not cited.
Thank you, sir. So, Mr. Reeves, we're going to go over something in your case supervision.
Okay.
All right, so on July 3rd of 2018, you were released, and I guess you were released not a resident placement, but you were explaining how, or they explained how the opportunity and the opportunity to reside as homeless transit in the 716th Street and Buckeye in Phoenixville, Arizona. Then on July 23rd, we were referred to a secure resident at 211 of another halfway house. And the 2024 was turning in Phoenix. And that remained your address of record until you were violated. So is that, did you stay there that entire time or did you go somewhere else?
No, I was staying at that residence the whole entire time.
Okay. And so we had some employment at Empire Rental Products?
Yes.
And it says you had continued employment until the 13th of August and you walked off the job. You attribute that to having paid the tax after not taking your mental health medication. So you were at work and you kind of had a panic attack and left. So
I wasn't on my medications at that time. I was in the middle of transferring my mental health case from Apache Junction to Phoenix because I was told I couldn't go to Pinal County. So I was switching my mental health and my counseling appointments to Phoenix, and during that time I was out of medications.
Okay. So, it sounds like an Empire Metal is probably not a job that you can do very well if you have, you know, have those kind of issues, the safety issue. But why didn't you talk to your boss or something about that and see if you could?
I let my boss know that I have panic attacks when I first started the job. That specific day, I was out of my medications. And I let him know that I need to take some time off. He told me to go ahead and go. I called my parole officer, which is Steve Butcher, and he told me to go to UPC to get medications. I had an appointment the following day at 2 o'clock in the morning, or in the afternoon, the day of my arrest.
Okay. So, you have a problem with meth?
No, there's no justification, no explanation. Really, I haven't used meth since 2010 when my daughter was born. I just got out of prison. I was on the streets. I was scared. I used. One time, I was scared to tell my probation officer when he came to check in on me. He asked me. I said no. Right after he left, I called him and let him know I did use, and when I do drop the DUA, I will be dirty. He explained it to me. There would be no violation since I self-admitted, and he put me in a class, counseling for help. And ever since then, I stayed clean. I was struggling here and there with trying to do too much while I was out there, pretty much, and
okay.
I wasn't focused.
All right. So first of all, you were not using it, and you finally told me.
I'm getting to it. Yes.
Okay. And you were there on the 19th of July, or no, the 16th.
Yes.
the test.
Yes.
The report was dated July 19th. Okay.
Yes.
I believe the part you heard about your contact with minors. So it seems that your GPS showed you that you were not where you were supposed to be, and they went to that address. And you said you were there visiting your sister, and your sister just left. You invited at the home of that of your sister's friend, Kylie, which you stated you didn't know her last name. And it was, looked like you were covered toys and items, and she had this lady and a three-year-old child, and confirmed that the child was home. So, why didn't you think you had to follow the conditions of supervision? Or, I mean, the person says you were out of your zone, you were somewhere you weren't supposed to be, that's why they checked up on you.
I showed up in Tempe without getting prior permission of being at that residence. I admit I was wrong. I wasn't in my right state of mind, I guess you could say. When my PO asked me what I was doing, I was dumbfounded. I tried to make a story saying that my sister was there.
Did you go there to visit this Kylie that was there?
Yes, I went to visit her. She's a girl that I met. I started talking to, and then we met up at that residence. She did have a kid there.
Well, did you know that she had a child?
Prior to going there, she said that her mom was watching the kid, so when I showed up there was no kid there, and when my PO called me, I was actually leaving the residence. I was there for about an hour. My PO called me as I was walking out the door. When he went in there, she confirmed that there was a kid there, and then he took me outside, he talked to me, he explained everything to me. I handed my cell phone. And that was on the August 13th. August 14th, he wanted me to come in to report to him at 1 o'clock. I showed up at 11. I try to set up my appointments. I have SMI court. And so I guess when he told me that there was children, I knew there was toddler toys there, but the kid was in the bedroom, I guess, at the time of me being there.
Okay. So
And I did not let her know that I was a registered sex offender, but she did know I was on parole.
Okay. Well, according to the PO, we found evidence in your phone that you've been talking to this woman there for a few weeks, and the conversation clearly indicated it was a child in the home. And okay. So one of the things that I learned about is you were in a GPS monitor and you go somewhere that you didn't have permission to go, and you didn't think they'd figure that out?
Well, I let my PO know I had appointments set up for that day, which was with SMI. My appointment for SMI was scheduled at 3 o'clock. When he came and saw me, which is, I think it was about 1 o'clock, 1 something in the afternoon, when he told me to leave, he told me to cancel those appointments for the next day. So I rescheduled my appointments for the following day. When I was talking to her, I was advised that her mom had the kid. The kid was not there prior, but I didn't know she had a kid. I knew she had a baby. But when we met up, I went to her house.
And well, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Did you ever meet the child?
No, I never had face-to-face contact with the child.
Okay. But you knew that you were going to live in that house?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's see if my fellow workmen have any questions at this time. Oh, Mr. Weston has more information for us.
I guess we had a call once from this officer, Officer Butcher, and as far as his contact that he had when Officer Butcher pulled the subject's GPS points located inside the residence in Tempe, Mr. Reeves exited after, okay, it wasn't a coincidence that he just happened to walk out the door. It says that that after he was telephoned, that he exited the front of the building, so he told Mr. Reeves to exit outside. He did have contact with Ms. Wisdom, and she stated that the child was asleep taking a nap. However, the child was present with Mr. Reeves there. So the child was at least in the same room as the minor. There is an additional chronogram here that says, it's dated August 13th, that states several cell phone was inspected and observed that he had Facebook Messenger. They reviewed it. They saw incidental subjects returned to custody as phone was re-inspected and subject had sent a text to a female friend on August 13th, 2018. Stating he was worried that he was going to be violated for punching someone at the halfway house. The subject self-admitted upon questioning to threaten someone at the halfway house for stealing his property, but denied punching anyone.
Thank you, sir. Okay, well, no questions from the board. I assume we're going to need to be hearing. The board will discussion, make a decision in a couple of minutes, but before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Tell us anything else you think might be important to our decision, but we just ask you don't cover the information that we've already covered. So if you have anything else that you'd like to say, now is the time.
I do not deny anything that's been said against me. I understand I messed up. It was a struggle out there, I'm not gonna lie. Being homeless, I've been in SMI, I have panic attacks, being on the street. It's a scary situation, being a level 3 registered sex offender. There's no justification for what I did. Being here for this amount of time has opened my eyes to what I lost. I have a support group out there. I'm trying to stay focused. I can move. My grandma lives in Washington, and that's my goal, is to be a part of her life again. Social networking. I use Facebook Messenger. I have a 3-year-old daughter in Washington, and I use Facebook Messenger to video chat with my daughter that I was locked up in her birth. So she doesn't know me, and I don't know her. So I wanted to be a part of her life and feel like I was a part of her life. I already lost one child, and I didn't want to lose another one. I have SMI counseling that's been scheduled through here. They've been working with me, put me on my right medications. I use a journal of my goals, my things that I want to focus on in life. I'm a certified landscaper, and that's the job that I'm comfortable with. It's outside, and that's the kind of work that I like to do. I apologize for all the wrongs I've done. Like I said, there's no justifying it. If I do get revoked, it doesn't stop me. I'm not going to mess up. I just made phase two in prison. I'm using this time that I'm in here on wisely. Before I prepared myself, it wasn't the right, I guess I wasn't prepared to go out on the street. But like I said, even if I get revoked, I'm still going to use this time to focus, to stay out here. I just appreciate you guys' time and giving me this hearing.
Okay, sir. Thank you. We're going to be doing here the discussion to make determination and talk amongst ourselves. You may think that we're addressing you, but we won't be. But we ask you to stay on the phone, just remain silent, and once you've made a decision, I'll be back. You okay, sir?
Okay, thank you.
All right, what is now discussion? Well, Mr. Reeves, relapse to meth. This is a house where he knows there's a child that he's not supposed to be around. And apparently, he did a lot of things on his cell phone that he wasn't supposed to have, as well as he had a conversation with his the lady, the mother of the child. And that showed that he knew that there was a child in the house. So, I mean, I understand if he went and he was told that the child was someone else, and he didn't know, but he knew a child lived there, and that's kind of a chancy thing going there, taking a chance that the child would be home with him with a probation violation. But based on everything we have here, the nature of the offenses that Mr. Reeves was incarcerated for, I don't see him as a good candidate for return to community supervision, but I know that there was some discussion from many of my fellow board members.
Agreed.
Okay, based on all information, we're on 2018W2346, and Mr. Reeves' testimony and all the information from the department is correct, and I'm moved to revoke Mr. Reeves' community supervision as he was going for violating the term of the condition of supervision and had lapse or about lapse in a criminal ways or commission.
Second.
Agree. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson, and moved by Rittenhouse, so I'm going to go to revoke your community supervision at this time. You are scheduled by the information we have, you're scheduled to be released on about March 3rd. Of 2019, it's about 5 months away, but that is kind of a relatively short time compared to your full sentence. We would hope that in the meantime, you can make yourself a good plan, so that when you get out, you can return to society without any problems. You have to make sure that you know all the conditions of any probations, paroles, other situations other than what we have, so that you don't violate anything like that. And always, I think you'll remember to do the sex offender registration, because that carries a kind of stiff sentence when you don't follow that. We do wish you the best of luck, sir. Thank you for appearing. Would you please lay the phone down and let the next inmate come in, or the CO3?